The population of the Treasure Valley is expected to more than double in the coming decades. To quench the region's growing thirst, urban planners are already thinking ahead. But while it might seem like the area is flush with potential water sources, a lot of that supply is already spoken for, chiefly by the agricultural sector. The vast majority of water in the Treasure Valley already goes to farming, not drinking or domestic use. Monica Goki continues this week's Watering Idaho series with a report on why that is.
At the bottom of the Cascade Dam on the North Fork of the Payette River, blue-green water gently gurgles out of a nearby power plant. From here, a huge concrete spillway stretches to the top of the dam. There's a trickle of water running down it. 2016 has been a good water year. By late May, Cascade Reservoir was nearly full.
Most of the reservoirs will top out or come close to doing so this year.
That's Roland Springer from the Bureau of Reclamation. He's the manager at the agency's Snake River office. It might sound odd that he's from the Snake, but since the Payette flows into the Snake at the Idaho-Oregon border, the Cascade Dam is under his watch. The Payette River Basin is water-rich, and as the population of the Treasure Valley balloons, it's easy to look north and think, water, it's right there. But the water in the Payette is not up for grabs. At the top of the reservoir, we look out over 47 square miles of blue. Springer explains where it goes from here.
So this water travels down the Payette River, and then it joins up with the South Fork of the Payette, and all that water ends up running through Black Canyon Diversion Dam, where we raise the water level for a couple canals that feed agriculture down in the Emmett area and downstream.
All of this water is here for a single faraway purpose.
The space is for irrigation.
In the west, the agricultural fields are away from the stream. And so to get it there, you have to divert it and build a canal, which is time-consuming and requires capital.
That's law professor Jerry Long at the University of Idaho. Being able to save water through infrastructure like dams and canals was pivotal in how western states like Idaho were settled. 100 years ago, farmers had a hard time getting water when they needed it. That changed at the turn of the 20th century when the federal government established the Bureau of Reclamation. Reclamation here means to reclaim resources from nature.
The idea was that we were developing the West, settling in the West, we want people out there building dams and building canals and mining and putting in farm fields. Those were our primary goals at that time.
Congress passed a number of laws at the turn of the century to lure settlers west, and most of those laws incentivized getting here first.
To encourage that sort of activity, we created a legal system, in effect, that gave them rights in the water, pretty much absolute rights in Idaho, to the water, as soon as they appropriated it from the stream, so as to reward and applied it to a beneficial use.
In legal speak, it's called prior appropriation, or first in time, first in right. These laws have changed little in the past century, and they're why farmers today have some of the most senior water rights in Idaho. They're also why farmers on the Emmett Bench have dibs on water in the Payette. They were here first, and they claimed it for agriculture. Back at the Cascade Reservoir, Roland Springer from the Bureau of Reclamation says it's not just urban areas that are grappling with increased water demands.
As cropping patterns change, there's more demand for the water, even in existing land. We see higher value crops that require more water. And so you look throughout the Snake River system, which includes the Boise and Payette, and there's a lot of challenges that the water community is dealing with.
So while it seems like a booming Treasure Valley is surrounded by potential water sources, like what's in the Payette, state water managers are not looking in that direction. They can't. History and law are on agriculture's side. And that means growing cities trying to find new water sources to meet their demands might find themselves swimming upstream in the coming years. For KBSX News, I'm Monica Goki.